Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 20th day of February, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 27 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a blistering high of 31 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I'd just like to snivel and cry about it, but I know Mary and then Jim and come up and go, we're 90 below. So I can't do that, but it is just snow out there. It's froze. It's nasty. I hate it. Period. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary for today. Banks are mulling a creative way to enforce gun control, even if the U.S. government doesn't make a single change. And man, there's all kinds of things wrong with this. And we're going to discuss those as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, banks are mulling a creative way to enforce gun control, even if the U.S. government doesn't make a single change. So the corporate government, these corporate, wow, really? This is from Business Insider, last week's deadly shooting at a Florida high school. No, man, there's a video up on the site and showing this girl rehearsing her part for this bullshit. I mean, but well, you know what? They think there's going to be people out there screaming, no, Joe, you can't take our guns. Only criminals and have the guns and good people obey. No, go ahead, do it. It's time. Just get on it and do it. Last week's deadly shooting at a Florida high school has renewed calls for gun control legislation, but some finance industry titans could take the issue into their own hands. Oh, really? The New York Times columnist Andrew Ross Sorkin wrote on Monday that he had spent several days speaking with a handful of chief executives in quote, ooh, they're chief executives. They can remove our rights if nobody can. To discuss how banks and credit card companies could intervene in gun sales, Sorkin said he found universal enthusiasm, though none of the executives would speak on the record. You're laughable. Sorkin drew upon Visa's espousal of corporate responsibility, I guess that means coverall, to argue that financial companies should change their terms of service to cut business ties with retailers that sell assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and bump stock devices designed to accelerate the fire rate of semi-automatic rifles. You know, we've talked about this before. These banks, just like every other shit dog business that operates in this goddamn country, does so with licensing. This is why, you know, we had the licensing, because the licensing was going to make sure that these collectives never got any kind of power that could bother the individual. They were supposed to be kept over there in government world. And, of course, because they were outside of the District of Columbia, the Citadel, the military zone, well, they were going to be licensed, and they were going to be strictly regulated to make sure, you know, in a condition of that license, you can't go violating that Bill of Rights. You can't advocate for sedition against the people and their Bill of Rights. How about this fucking bank? You do that, we pull your fucking license. This is how it's supposed to work, people. And if they do this shit, and those politicians sit up there and tell you, well, there's just ain't nothing we can do about it, they're fucking lying to you. Lying straight to your face, man. It's always been, when they started this whole licensing bullshit, it was for the corporation, never to get into our world, because they were collecting. They were coming together as a collective. And it was to protect, make sure that they never did have no kind of power over our government or us. And so, if they were, go ahead.
You know what? I really am like getting fed up with all these communists and with all these, people keep on bringing up the second article, and especially about for the common criminals. I keep on telling everybody that second article is for the government.
Oh yes,
that's the main thing about it. And all you communists out there who want to come and try to take it, I hate y'all so much you have no idea, and I will fight you to the death. And the government, I hate y'all too, because y'all a bunch of liars, crooks, and thieves.
I couldn't agree
and
with you.
And the second article is for the government. It's not for the common criminal. That's second and third. The second article is to fight the government, to keep tyranny off you. And I just hate when people, you know what I'm saying, just bring it up, oh, the common criminal. No, the second article, it is totally about defending yourself against the government. And you know what? You never hear that. I never hear anyone say that, man. No one. You know, what do you need an AR-15 for? What do you need Big Macs for? Because they have it. We're all supposed to have the same thing they're supposed to have.
Every terrible.
That's the bottom line.
Every terrible implement of the soldier, and you're absolutely correct. You know, when they first started playing this gun control bullshit, this infringement on our second article, well, you don't need that kind of a gun to hunt and to target shoot. No, I need this kind of gun to blow the fuck out of you, out of a tyrant that would take my rights. That's what these guns are for. I mean, hunting and target practicing is just a side Benny. That second article was put there to put down tyrannical government. By God, it's time. It's past time. That it be exercised for its purpose. And then we're coming here, we're talking about these goddamn banks. You know, they've tried this before, shutting down the manufacturers, you know, cutting their credit lines and shit. It's like this, you know, we want them to, you know, to get this shit under, get on it, you goddamn communist sons of bitches. You know, there's the one guy, he was cutting up AR-15 and two on TV, and of course it's on everything. Like, this fucking matters. I mean, it's all childish bullshit. Either you got the balls to do it or you don't. You need to step up, commies, and you need to get this shit done. But in the time that that guy was pulling that damn handle down on that chop saw to cut that gun in half, 1,000 ghost guns were going online. You ain't never going to get our guns, and you goddamn well know it, without a fight. And you're not going to get them with a fight, because we're the largest army to ever exist on this planet. We're going to frickin' slaughter you. We're going to shoot you out of this country. And then we're going to go around the world and hunt your goddamn international criminal asses down, like you think that you could other people, like you did with Saddam Hussein. Remember the spider hole? Wonder what spider hole we're going to find the Rockefellers and the goddamn Rothschilds in. But by God, we're coming after you. You put us to the trouble. I mean, it's like that goddamn fly, you know, that keeps you just laying there, just waiting. It's a hot summer day. You just relax, and that goddamn fly, it goes and you try shooing it away. And the son of a bitch, you know, you just want to fall asleep, and it's a buzzing and landing on your goddamn mind. Pretty soon you say, fuck. And you get up and you get a goddamn piece of a magazine or something, and you chase the son of a bitch down and kill it. It's not that we can't do it. It's just, goddamn, you're about to the point of irritating us till we're going to have to, you dumb son of a bitches. And it's way past it, because if you've screwed up so many other things, it ain't just the guns, and we all know it. They have trampled our rights. They have removed our common law courts. They have put injunction on our goddamn Bill of Rights. And it's way past time to take. And you banks, you son of a bitches, you got rope. We got a lot of rope for you. You've already bought you. And you know, these, some of these banks that are in here, they're talking, well, let's go on a little bit here. Sorkin drew up Visa's espresso on corporate responsibility to argue the financial companies should change their terms of service. Assault weapons would be eliminated from virtually every firearm store in America because otherwise the sellers would be cut off from the credit card system, Sorkin said. You know, and like I said, we license these son of a bitches to tap the enormity, the wealth of our consumer base in this country, and by God, we control it. Well, I'll tell you what. When these son of a bitches, if they try this and the goddamn politician comes up there and tells you, there's just nothing, they're private companies, you're a son of a bitch and liar. You can pull their frickin' license and you can throw them out of this goddamn country. The idea has presented, Sorkin said, major banks including J.P. Morgan, Chase, Citigroup. Oh, you mean these banks that we just bailed out by the trillions while their criminal goddamn CEOs didn't get put in jail for the fraud they committed? They took the American people's goddamn money. They borrowed money in our names to bail these pricks out, and now they're going to take away our second article? I say that we do. I mean... I say it's time to alleviate some bankers, don't you? Like I said, when they try to put even this proposal, even somebody putting this down on paper and saying it. I mean, and like I told you, these politicians, if they do this shit here, just like the last time, they'll sit back. I think it was goddamn Eric Holder that was, you know, pressing the banks to go and shut down the people who the big gun dealers. And the bottom line here is you dirty, dirty son of a bitches. You know, they conned you into that corporate thing. We're going to let these corporations come in and study you guys just at your own pace, go ahead and tapping your resources and making your individual fortunes. We're going to let these big corporations, it's going to be good for you. Then you can work for them, you see. It's the same old frickin' con. And the idea was that they would license them and keep them in check because it was going to build enormous blocks of wealth like you're seeing with Yahoo and Facebook and these bastards right now. Zuckerbergs, you know, think they're just going to run the goddamn country because they've created all this wealth. Well, the check to that was, my friends, the license. You start fucking with our Bill of Rights, we pull your license. You're not operating anymore. You have no power in this country. In fact, we're going to seize all your assets and charge you with sedition and throw your ass in jail. How about that? And we do have the authority. We had, that is one of the things that, you know, with the government in its takeover of the goddamn, sovereignty of the people did establish that the government could do. And it was something they were supposed to do to keep this guy so that they wouldn't build these big, powerful, wealth giants that could manipulate the system, that could manipulate government, because it was as simple as a lowly government employee just pulling that frickin' license. And if they try this shit, whoever that son of a bitch is and on that committee or whatever it is that grants that license doesn't pull it, that's your goddamn target. That's the son of a bitch that's screwing you. In cahoots with the banks. And they're attacking your second article. That's a killing offense, okay? J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Bank of America. Bailout, 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 and then think you're going to come and fuck with our rights? Have in the past barred clients from using their credit cards to buy Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. They should have had their goddamn license pulled. You don't take control of my wealth and tell me what I can do with it, you foreign sons of bitches. Because citing their risk volatility, you're not my parents. You are a goddamn beneath my servants even, because my servants granted you license to exist in my country. I'll go to my goddamn servant and tell him, pull that fucking license from these pricks who think that they can walk on my rights. And I want them jailed. They should be jailed for just saying it, people. This is sedition. The financial industry has also intervened in cases where companies feared legal liability for their clients' purchases. In 2015, Visa and MasterCard cut business ties with Backpage.com after law enforcement agencies accused the classified ads portal of facilitating sex trafficking. Well, you know, this isn't how it works. This isn't how it works. If Backpage.com, a business, was doing something illegal, the remedy is you pull their license. They see that this whole thing, they've got it. They've got people thinking that these corporations are just out there and they're just these monoliths that can just run over anybody. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Yeah, there is. There is something you can do about it. You can find out which politician, low-life son of a bitch, didn't pull their license, and there's your goddamn, there's the guy that needs to be tried and have a rope put around his goddamn neck because he's facilitating this. He is complicit in sedition against you and your country. 2000, WikiLeaks, oh yeah, that was it. Visa and MasterCard also suspended payments and donations to WikiLeaks in 2010 after the anti-secrecy website published hundreds of thousands of diplomatic cables. I mean, who did they think that these handfuls, these Zuckerbergs are going to come in and go, you're just beneath me, I'm going to set, we're going to run things the way I tell you. If it violates your rights, fuck you, you don't have no rights, I got money. Really? Boom, I got a gun. You piece of shit. Website published hundreds of thousands of diplomatic cables. MasterCard argued at the time that its rules prohibited customers from directly or indirectly engaging in or facilitating any actions that is illegal. You are not a branch of the judicial corporation. You are just a goddamn store. As a store, you have no control over the people and what they do, legal or illegal or otherwise. As an individual in the common law, you can have a cause. But beyond that, you're just another son of a bitch on the street. No better or worse than anybody else. Got it? And we will go after your license. Sorkin acknowledged that the idea may be a pipe dream, noting that at least two executives said they feared the reaction of the... I'm sick of hearing the National Rifle Association. They're nothing, and everybody knows it. I mean, they, you know, I think they got to pay to have their names put in articles like this because they are so fucking irrelevant to the equation. And it's another one of them, just like Alex Jones out there in Bunkerville, trying to grasp the pissed offness of the people, the power of the people, and claim it as their own. You are nothing, National Rifle Association. The reason that they're not coming forth to grab our guns isn't because of you. You sell out sons of bitches that helped create the 1968 Gun Control Act. It's because of the people like me. The people across these countries, that 75% you son of a bitches do not control that will blow you out of your boots. That's the reason. And I'm sick of the hearing about the everything that's bullshit with this this Florida shooting and stuff. Oh, it's because of the NRA. No, it ain't. They are PETA. They're nothing, man. They go there and they swap spit. They're a part of the frickin' problem. They go there and they have the little boy pages and do their freaky shit with the goddamn freaks in D.C. And they pay them off and everything so they can keep playing this frickin' game where there's, see, it's just like Alex Jones. They're supposed to be out there. And if the, and when they do pass the gun regulations, then the NRA goes, well, we should cooperate with that people because this is sensible. This is reasonable. Fuck you. I know what the Bill of Rights says, you son of a bitch. It says no infringement, none. And you have participated in the infringement. You've helped create it. You have bought yourself a rope, Lapierre. You piece of shit. I'm getting sick of it. Like I said, that's what they want to convince you. And that the NRA is the only reason. You got to do what they tell you because they're just, you're walking this tightrope and they're just barely keeping your gun. Fuck you. Come for my guns, you son of a bitch. And when they do turn on you, make no mistake, the dirty bastards like Ted Nugent, that cop-loving piece of shit, he'll be right with them pointing guns at your house. So make sure you understand who your enemies are. Let's see. MasterCard argued that, Sorkin acknowledged that the idea may be a pipe dream. You better believe it. None of this is, I mean, you're not going to do anything. You're a bunch of frickin' cowards. None of this is, it's a word you couldn't just say is the cure-all, okay? But it's a start, Sorkin said. It takes leadership and courage, exactly what these executives say they have. you're gonna lead each other up the 13 steps to that rope that's gonna go around your treasonous frickin' neck, and are you gonna stand there and look at each other like real leaders when you're getting your eyelids stapled to your forehead and that rope's going down around your neck in front of that 30x40 mirror in front of you so you can watch the shit run down your legs when you hit the end of that rope? You're real leaders, you garbage. Say they have. If they don't want to back up their words with actions the next time there's a school shooting and prompts a conversation about gun companies, it should also include the financial complex that supports them. Go for it, man. Get on this. You guys get in your goddamn camp. I mean, you're not going to get us into the goddamn international communist camp, and you're not going to get us into the Fabian socialist Trumper camp, but you guys we know you're together. We know you shit through the same hole. Just get over there and get in your little group. That's it. Now let's play. Now everybody understands the rules. Now we can get on with the game. Top court challenges. Top court rejects a challenge to California gun waiting period. This is from Yahoo News. And again, you know, we've gone way past this. We understand that this so-called Supreme Court of the government hasn't not one goddamn thing to say about regulating or defining our rights. We the people regulate and define our rights by our common law court juries. Acting again with zero authority to even talk about it. In fact, they should be hung for just even talking about our business. But again, you know, it's just playing this game, trying to get you into a conversation that involves something other than, period, cannot be infringed, period, what part aren't you getting? The N or the O? The U.S. Supreme Court, anyway, this is from Yahoo News. The Supreme Court on Tuesday turned away a constitutional challenge brought by gun rights activists to a California law imposing a 10-day waiting period for the purchase of firearms intended to guard against impulsive violence and suicides. Again, you know, it would be a simple matter under the common law. You just go arrest these son of a bitches and charge them with sedition. You cannot go against that Bill of Rights, you dirty bastard. You have no authority. You cannot have any authority. You are beneath me. I didn't grant you no authority. I couldn't grant you no authority because the rights are unalienable and inalienable and unalienable. Conservative signaling its continued reluctance to step into the growing national debate over gun. It's just been going on for a frickin' week is all? The growing national, the way they try to puff it all up like that goddamn, but it's just like that grouse, that puffed up grouse with that little tiny chicken in the middle. These son of a bitches are, I mean, the production, the money, the people had the money that they waste on this shit, they'd be a lot less likely to be shot by that 75%. They're just so freaking stupid and so freaking greedy, they will not stop until the rope goes around their neck, and then they'll be crying and shitting themselves. Oh, please, why? Because you asked for it, you dumb son of a bitch. You begged for it, finally, in the end. Continued reluctance to step into the growing national debate over gun control. The nine justices left in place a lower court ruling that upheld the waiting period. Upheld the infringement? The blatant, in-your-face, goddamn infringement? The violation of the ninth, goddamn, it's procedural due process. So, I mean, they've taken all your rights. So the whole goddamn package. They violated the whole package. That means they bought themselves a rope because these people understand exactly what they are doing. Make no mistake about it. Excuse me. Where were we? The waiting period, put in place the Democratic governed state that has some of the broadest U.S. firearms restrictions. Can they restrict our firearms, people? Because my reading of that Bill of Rights, of that second article, says absolutely not. And if this is what it comes down to, you think they think we're just what? I don't know what they think anymore. You think we're too fucking dumb to read a simple statement and know what it says and know that it's absolute and there is no exception? A couple of statements like the ninth article saying you could never create anything to change it. And I mean, I heard him today, people. And this was on Fox, you know, the conservative side of it. Woman talking about it, she said that other countries see other countries. I love it. Okay. Other countries see the Constitution as a living document, and it was meant to be changed. Do you think that the founding fathers really could have seen like what we're looking at now with these school shootings back when they wrote that second article? It's a liquid kind of thing, you know. And if what really gets this woman, she says, if they just want to remove the Second Amendment, they call it amendment. If they want to remove the Second Amendment, why don't they just say it? If that's what they want to do, and if they can do it, do it. You cannot touch that son of a bitch because it isn't the Second Amendment. The Bill of Rights was a single amendment to the Constitution. The ninth article to that amendment says it can never be touched or changed, that no power or authority can ever be created to change it one frickin' iota. And it is so infringed upon right now. Everything they've done, they know that there's people out there that understand this. And they know that if they lose control and we get our hands on them, we don't have to go like the French did, going with the guillotines. No, we can take your sorry ass, and you're not going to be President Trump. You're going to be John J. Trump, average, everyday American son of a bitch. And I'm going to take you to court. I'm going to show where you blatantly violated the Bill of Rights, knowingly violated the Bill of Rights. Tried to convey that you had created some kind of power that allowed you to violate that Bill of Rights. And you bitch that's talking about that liquid Constitution, well, you're going to go with him too. I'm going to prove to you that that son of a bitch can't be touched. Then, I mean, that's why they will not come in and really discuss the body of the document. Because it's plain and simple and it's written in fact. You can't touch it. You can't change it. You've been violating it, and you've been violating the law to the point that you've earned a rope around your neck. What you have done is sedition. It is treason. It is beyond a high crime. It is the ultimate crime, because it's against the people that you put your hand up and swore to serve. Because only reason you put that hand up is because you know that the promise didn't need to be kept, that the country had been captured and taken over by an insurgency that is now an occupation in this country, but it's just a goddamn little handful. The main thing being in all the discussions is that second article, and the fact that we are the biggest, heaviest armed goddamn army, big, huge, beyond imagination to the rest of the world, even to our own, evidently. If we understood how huge and powerful we were, we wouldn't be taking shit from punks like this. And we could, with what we got right now, people, taking our own military back and what we got, we could conquer the world. And they know it. They are playing with fire, but they're too goddamn stupid. They're like a crack junkie. They're like a crack junkie on power. All they can think about is that next hit. They don't give a shit what the consequences are. Everything's okay. It's like it was last hit. Well, you're going to find out that one last hit's going to be one too many. It's going to be that straw that broke the camel's back. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Oh,
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:56 Pacific Time, and that was a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45 by JB and the Moonshine Band. And, you know, this thing we're talking about here, the top court rejects. You don't have the authority to reject our goddamn anything. You don't have the authority to talk about it. The lower court you're talking about didn't have the authority to affirm shit. The state of California did not have the authority to write any legislation that infringes on the second article to our Bill of Rights. We, the people, have absolute right under our Bill of Rights and under our sovereignty to take you son of a bitches to task. We have the right to run you out of our country, to hang the traitors, and to kill anybody that gets in our way of doing it. And we do so with righteousness, because we're in the right. Students going to state capitol to push for gun law changes. And here's these little twits again, these children. I'll tell you what, man, if this country was like it ought to be, man, down there in Tallahassee, you'd have about 20 real men show up with their goddamn belts and give these little bastards a whack on the ass and tell them to get back on that fucking bus and get out of here because they got nothing to say in the running of this country. They are children. And then go beat the shit out of their parents who are a bunch of fucking communists trying to make their numbers look bigger by throwing the kids in the mix. You know what? We don't give a shit about your children anymore. Communist. You're not going to take any more of our rights in the name of children. Because we're adults and we know what our rights are. And we're going to put you and your children back in their fucking place. 100 Stoneman Douglas High School students are busing 400 miles back. All this financed by Soros and Communist Company. Why isn't that son of a bitch arrested, people? That is blatant sedition right in your frickin' face. And, oh, these guys, oh, just there's nothing we can do about that. Well, there's something we can do about all of you. How about that? We'll get you, and then we'll go get that son of a bitch Soros. How about that? We'll put that son of a bitch on trial for goddamn inciting sedition in our country. And then we will hang him. We will staple his eyelids to his forehead and drop him through the trap door so he can watch himself do the shit dance. That's what we can do, and we have the power, and we have the authority to do it. Why we haven't done it yet is beyond me. 400 miles to Florida's capital Tuesday to urge lawmakers to act to prevent a repeat of the massacre that killed 17 students. Like I said yesterday, you know, when these rights were won out on those battlefields facing those British were 12, 13, 14-year-old kids by the score, shooting and being shot, giving lead and taking it to establish these rights. These little pissy-ass communist punk whining little bitches think, oh, we've decided that you shouldn't have a gun. Well, come take it, you little twerp. Go get your fucking gear and come take it. You can't do it, so get the fuck out of my face, right? Go over there to your parents and sit on their communist frickin' laps and do your crying. I don't want to hear it. The students plan to hold a rally Wednesday in hopes that it will put pressure on the state's Republican-controlled legislature. What, these 14-year-olds ain't going to vote for you? Isn't that what they did, the Khmer Rouge over there in Cambodia? Wasn't that what they did? Put the kids in control. Everybody's walking around trembling, afraid a kid was going to point at them and they're going to be taken out and shot because they weren't standing up to the standards. So this is straight out of the communist goddamn manifesto. This is what they did in Cambodia. Go watch The Killing Fields. See what these bastards is. The little children, people cringing when a kid would walk up. Fuck you, kids. I'll take the belt to your ass. How about that? Get the fuck out of my face. You're nothing. You're less than nothing.
Hey, Andrew.
You have no life experience. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, you know, if nobody out there, you know what I'm saying, don't believe that this is a doggone production, you need your head examined. You really do, because, I mean, we all know this crap is staged. And they even stay. This is nothing but a production, man. They've been doing this, and they are so cowardly and so pussyfied until when you look at them, it's like, why y'all doing all this little make-up-believe crap? Get your balls and say, hey, look, there's no law for y'all guns. We're coming to take it, and let's just get this show on the road.
Amen. I couldn't agree
with
you.
That's the bottom line. Let's get it on the road, man. Let's get this thing going.
I mean, I tell you, I've seen people, you know, when you're a kid in school, you see it. When, you know, people, they're going to fight. Somebody's going to fight. Everybody shows up in the man. They just sit there and they mouth each other and they, you know, spit around and they turn around and walk away. I don't play that way. If there's a fight to be fought, let's fight it. I mean, you think you got what it takes to take our guns? You need to do it. I know you don't have what it takes to take our guns, or you'd already done it, and so do you. So all of this, like you said, is just bullshit. It's punk bullshit. You think you can get some little twerps out there, and they go, and there's, I mean, one of that little kid that was been, he's been one of the center-focused people because he's gonna get, wants to get a journalism degree. His mommy works over at Communist News Network. This is such a production. It is so pathetic. You know what? It's just like you said, bro. Let's just, it's, screw you. Why are you doing this? If you want to do it, come and give it a go. You can bring those little brats with you. Give them a gun. Whoo. What a terrible thing to say. Like you said, it's just purely disgusting. It's wimpified. It's sickening. It's cowardly. Where were we? The students plan to hold a rally Wednesday in hopes that it will put pressure on the state's Republican-controlled ledge because it's Republican. No, the Republicans and the Democrats are two wings of the same bird, and they all shit through the same hole, and that's putting together some comments that some other people have made on the sites with my own. Two birds with this, you got a left wing and a right wing of the same bird, and they all shit through the same hole because they're all goddamn communists. They're either Soviet socialists, which is committee socialists, or they're Fabian socialists, which is the national socialists, which is the Trumpers. So you get the Trumpers and the international socialists. We're not joining either side. We're going to wipe both of you out. And we know we can do it because we outnumber you 1,000 to 1. And when you bring the little Chinese troops in here with the little blue helmets, we're going to blow those son of a bitches right off their heads. So get on with it. Let's do this thing so that we can get back to living. Once we're rid of your asses, once the maggots are eating your bodies in the ground. Republican-controlled legislature to consider a sweeping package of gun control laws. The children are coming with their laws. They're going to lay down to us. The Khmer Rouge. Give it a go. This ain't Cambodia. We'll plant your little asses, too. And have no qualms about doing it, you little traitors. Something that GOP lawmakers said Monday they would consider. I'm sure they would. I mean, what it is they can't find an excuse. They know that the majority, the 75% who don't play their fucking voting game, who are sick and tired of this shit, you're not going to sway us. I don't give a shit what you parade out in front of us. I don't give a shit what production you put on for us. It ain't going to change a thing. You want them? You got to come get them. That's all there is to it. And we are going to blow your asses away when you do it. Make no mistake, you treasonous dog shit. Something that they said that we consider shortly after the shooting, several legislative leaders were taken on a tour of the school to see the damage firsthand, and they appeared shaken afterward. I really think they are going to hear us out, said Chris Grady, a 19-year-old senior who is going on the trip. He said he hopes the trip will lead to some comment. You're 19 years old. Go get your goddamn gear on, boy. And you can come take some of these guns yourself, boy. That ain't the way communists operate, is it, boy? What did mommy tell you? Did you rehearse your lines your mommy gave you, your commie mommy? You're either gonna end up at the end of a rope or on a deportation barge, boy. Your old senior who is going on the trip, he said he hopes the trip will lead to some common sense laws like rigorous background checks. Fuck you. That background check, you talk about an insult, in the face of the American national, charging you $15 to exercise a right. They can't do it, people. That is a blatant infringement. Everything they have done, according to, they could do nothing. No authority could ever exist to even talk about our guns in that sleazebag, servant government of ours. This is how fucked up things are. This is how twisted around they are to the point that the infringements on our rights are in the millions, and we need to dust them off, people. We need to get rid of this goddamn shit because it's a small handful of people that are fucking us all. And it's a nasty job, but goddamn it, we need to step up and clear this place out so we can start over again, so we can be happy again. Free of these communist bastards. And the first one that makes a communist gesture, The son of a bitch gets a rope right there wherever the hell they are. If five guys just got to pick them up off the ground and choke them to death, that's what's going to happen. That's how communism is going to end in these United States. Make no mistake about it. The attack last Wednesday seemed to overcome the resistance of some of the state's leaderships. No, the production put in place their excuse so they could see if they could stick their toe in the water and see if it burned or froze or whatever in the hell it did, to see if they dared stick the rest of their foot. Stick that goddamn foot in the water. In fact, jump in. Both feet. Just jump in and do it. You need to do it. I'm getting up there in my age and I want this shit finished before I'm done. Man, you don't know how I hope you just would just do it. I mean, I get pissed about it because of looking at the, because it's because Millie Mouth and punks that are, these are punks that are punking our people. These are punks I wouldn't even give the, maybe the back of my hand in the real world out on the street. Maybe the back of my hand. They wouldn't even get an overhand right because they are not deserving of one. They need to be slapped down like bitches because that's what they are. Attack last Wednesday. Resistance of some of the state's leadership, which has rebuffed gun restrictions since Republicans took control of both of the governor's office and the legislature in 1999. However, there is still strong resistance by many in the party to any gun control measures because they're playing this back and forth. Like I said, this is a gauge. This is like putting the gauge on your tire to see what the air pressure is. Can I make it another mile down the road, or had I better get some more air in my tire? What they're just gauging. That's why we have this. That's why we're on this broadcast. We're talking about this because you want to gauge it. Well, you haven't changed shit. You're a bunch of punks. You ain't doing nothing. You're not gonna do nothing because the first attempt you make, you're gonna get slaughtered. And once this thing breaks loose, there's nothing to stop it. It's going to be like a tidal wave coming into the beach, man, like one of these tsunamis coming in. You got as much chance of stopping a tsunami. And once people break loose and there's nothing to hinder them in what they want, what has been building up over all these years. I mean, what are you going to do, commie? What are you going to do, you little bitch, son of a bitch, Chris Grady? What are you going to do when I come up and I put my hand on your shoulder and I go, boy, you're under arrest for sedition against the United States of America. I have the videos. I have the paperwork to show you committed sedition, that you would attack the second article to the People's Bill of Rights, that you tried to insert a communist system into our country. You're under arrest, boy. I mean, you're looking at this other kid, 19, who supposedly is the shooter, and they're talking about him taking all these guilty pleas to keep from getting the death sentence. It ain't going to save you, boy. You can say, I'm guilty of sin, and we already know you are. And you are going to be prosecuted because you wanted to be the communist to step up. You wanted to be the communist in the spotlight. Well, you're going to have that spotlight on you when you climb them 13 steps, you little prick. And you're going to have that spotlight on you when you're looking into that mirror with your eyelids stapled to your fucking forehead. And you're going to have that spotlight on you when you drop through that trap door and hit the end of that rope. You're going to have that spotlight on you when your own shit's running down past your feet and you're kicking and doing the shit dance. It's all going to be, you're going to be real popular, boy. So get ready for it. 1999. However, there is still strong resistance by many in the party to any gun control measures, leaving the fate of new restrictions. That's so they have a way out. That's all this ever is. These are so-called this resistance to it. That looks like the NRA, like the rest of these charlatans. This is just so they have an out. So when the people jack those goddamn rounds into the guns, oh, wait, John over here, he done took care of that. Well, we can go ahead and look at, we got time. We're going to go ahead and go into this story a little more. Students also have vowed to exert pressure on Congress as the aftermath of the rampage resonates beyond Florida and from coast to coast. Oh, yeah, it's out here. I'm here in Oregon. I'm talking about it. You listening? You better be, you dumb fuck. Hundreds of chanting protesters converged Monday on a downtown Los Angeles park demanding tougher background checks and other gun safety measures. After the shooting, I don't care how many of you are, we will wipe your asses out, and you know it. I want it done. Let's just do it. You've really got this shit together. You don't need these kids to come to Washington. If you guys are going to do this, you don't need to put on this little publicity thing. You're not selling us shit. You're not selling us anything. The people who are going to mow your asses down, are going to mow your asses down, no matter what you say. When you're coming up on when you're going to commit this ultimate act of treason, it doesn't matter what you put on paper or who you put out there in front of us. It ain't going to change a goddamn thing when we get our hands on you. When that board snaps from the pure weight and the goddamn mass of this country comes down on your ass, it ain't gonna matter what kids you put up in front of us. What excuse? Well, the kids will want me to do it. Really? Well, they wanted you to commit treason. You do realize that, right? Well, but the kids were wanting me to. It was for the children. Really? Well, we're going to take your ass up them 13 steps. We're going to hang you for the children, for our children, because we got children, too. And our children are not going to be your slaves, and they're not going to be international communists. They are going to be free American nationals in full possession of their rights. They're going to have their common law courts back. They're going to have the right to prosecute their lives and live free, prosperous, happy lives. And all we got to do is hang you to get to there. Pfft, we're done. Let's see. Students also have vowed, okay, we said that, beyond Florida, coast to coast, hundreds of chanting protesters converged Monday on a downtown Los Angeles park demanding tougher background checks and other gun safety measures after the shooting. Some signs held up by the California demonstrators read, "Your children are counting on you." Yeah, they are. They're counting on me, and I ain't going to let them down. Senator Bill Galvino, a Republican and the incoming Florida Senate president, said the state Senate was preparing a package that would include raising the age to purchase any firearm to 21 years old, creating a waiting period for purchasing any type of firearm, banning bump stocks that can allow semi-automatic guns to spray bullets quickly, and creating gun violence restrictions. Why stop there? I mean, well, we know why you stopped there, because you're just, like I said, you're putting your foot in the count. Can I edge in here? No. Oh, no, you couldn't edge in there. You've infringed all you're going to goddamn infringe. The people have figured it out. The 75% know exactly what you're about. You're not getting no goddamn guns. In fact, what we'll see from this, people, is probably over the next month, we'll see records broke in the sale of AR-15s and every other gun. And we'll get, you know, it happens every time. And the gist gets to be more guns. So you got to wonder, what is the goddamn purpose behind this? You're not going to get those goddamn guns. But see, what they're working on here is that mental health angle. I mean, they're going to, it takes a whole lot longer. But if you can get it like the old Soviet Union, where just any Tom, Dick, or Harry, or even like the Khmer Rouge over there in Cambodia with the little children, a little children can say, well, that person there should be killed. Just a little child saying it and making it so. Not in this country. We are not Cambodians. We are not Russians. We are not Chinese. We're no, like no other people on this planet. We are not going to take your shit. We have been in possession of a limited freedom, at least. And we understand what bondage is. We understand what servitude is. We understand what you did in 1933. And we understand what you're doing now. Your contention that we can have no property, that we are in fact property. Well, you've made the assertion. But to make it real, you got to kill every goddamn one of us. And you can't do it. You just goddamn can't. We got the largest army on planet Earth. We're going to wipe your asses out. I mean, it's just playing these games. I mean, either turn around and run or stand up and fight. This is getting embarrassing. It should be embarrassing for you. I mean, you're having to send kids. Well, my God, what kind of piece of shit coward would I be if I had to send a kid up front, a child up front to do my talking? Because I'm a communist. They're not going to listen to me because they know I'm a goddamn communist and I just want to get their guns so that I can enslave them under international communism. Well, then do you think your kid's going to make any difference? We are not going to accept communism. We want our goddamn Bill of Rights back intact. We want our common law back. We want our courts. And until that happens, you're just playing with fire. When this thing breaks loose, there will be nothing that can stop it. There will be nothing that can even slow it down. You send 1 million Chinese troops, we'll plant 1 million. You send 2 million, we'll plant 2 million. We'll devise new ways to kill people in conventional ways in mass. I mean, people are going to be looking back. We're Americans, man. They're going to be looking back on this and they'll be writing new books. They'll be going, Jesus, nobody ever would have thought that you could kill that many people just using nature. Just using nature. I mean, goddamn, that's a whole army wiped out in 15 minutes, and there wasn't even no guns fired. How in the hell did... I mean, who would have thought it? An American? You think we ain't been going over the situation a little bit in our minds, thinking about how we're going to deal with you, communist piece of shit? And, man, I'm telling you, deportation barges have been discussed, but goddamn, you let this break loose. I don't know that any one of you could survive. I'm being honest with you. I don't know that you, I would never, if somebody was going and they said that this goddamn communist over here and they grab you like this pissant Chris Grady and they got his parents over there and said, we're going to hang these son of a bitches, Henry. And I said, man, we could deport them. No, we're hanging them. You got a problem with that? Well, no, hang them. Because you are pissing people off. You are fucking with people's lives and they're pissed off about it. They've had enough. And when you let this much rage build up in a people like our people, with the savage bloods we have in us, my goodness, you're asking for it. You're begging for it. And I think you're about to get it. You've gone way too far. You can't turn back. I understand that. But if you want to do this, man, I mean, it's getting to be, you're going to reach a point to where, I don't know, but people will just start slapping you out of the way. I mean, I seen in Georgia with the Soviet Union when it fell, I seen people unarmed pulling goddamn soldiers out of tanks and beating the hell out of them. Is that what it's going to come to in this country? You're just going to keep mealy-mouthing and motherfucking around right up into the point until people are just physically beating you with their hands because you never did try to fight us with guns? Is that what is, and I'm telling you, that's kind of a thing that, you know, where I'm talking about confronting people and just getting right up there. You know, I would see that as a prelude before the actual gunfighting started. And that's why I say that, man, that's why what people should be doing right now. You talk communism, you get your goddamn nose broke. I don't give a shit what the consequences are. Yeah. If 10 million of people a day were breaking bastards' noses who were talking communism, they wouldn't have nowhere to put you. They couldn't jail you. It's like Chicago. You got murderers that kill people and they get released next day. They got nowhere to put them. And I think that, you know, if they keep mealy-mouthing around and playing these games, that's the point we'll reach to where people are just walking up and just beating the hell out of them. And, you know, you ain't going to do nothing, bitch. All you do is run your mouth and, you know, you won't come and do anything about it. We might as well just start slapping your asses around like the punks you are. I think that would suit me right down the ground. And, you know, I wanted to hit one more before we got out of here. Because we covered this yesterday, the bill requiring background checks for parents of homeschooled children in Hawaii. Apparently, the people in Hawaii got a little moxie. They got talking yesterday. I said, hell, you're on an island. Man, that's an ideal situation if you're going to go and you take these son of a bitches on right there where you're at. I mean, they have to bring help from overseas. You see what I'm saying? And you live there. But apparently, man, this is from Galen. This was sent in from Hawaii News Now and sent in by Galen. This is their news over there. After receiving 1,000 pieces of testimony, State Senator Kea Kahili requested that his bill requiring background checks for parents who come homeschool their children be withdrawn. You see what I mean about sticking their toe in? And evidently enough people said, you want to die? I mean, he talks in here about, you know, worrying about people getting, what would we say here, death here. About worrying about his people being in danger. I guess you start trying this draconian shit on Americans, you might be in danger. Anyways, guys, we made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just keep getting, I mean, just start being more aggressive. I mean, if we got something to lose, I don't know what it is. And that is The Word from the Trenches. Stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming up behind us.